Oh, what a testimony to the glory and goodness of God. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Something in your spirit that you have wanted to do and haven't done. And this is a live example. Landra taught healing class yesterday, and she said, we believe the things in the Bible, but I want to give you a live example of the goodness of God. Amen? Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I want y'all to come up off that back seat. So back seats now. Just move on up. You know, I'm a classroom teacher. They didn't like me because I was constantly rearranging my seats and their setting. So y'all just move on up. Amen? Amen. Amen. I was. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We thank you tonight for your mercy. We thank you tonight for your grace. We thank you tonight for your love. We thank you tonight for Jesus, our Savior. And we thank you for your word, hallelujah, which is an everlasting word. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who has assembled here tonight, who's moving to the front. Hallelujah. Who are obedient to the command in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for those who did not make it tonight for whatever reason and are viewing by live streaming, or those who will tune in later and hear the precious singing of the gospel. Hallelujah. And the precious testimony about your goodness and your word that is about to go forth under the anointing. We yield now to the unction and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say what you would have to say and do what you would like to do tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen. 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 And amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bishop said one Sunday about when they came in, when he came in from Vietnam, they had to circle a minute. I'm circling, amen.
Amen.
To say, hurry up and land. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord told me when I got ready to leave to get this Bible, it's in a million pieces. Turn to Proverbs 6:31. I gave her some scriptures, but there's no order to where I might go tonight. But I want to be led by the Spirit of God. I want to say what he would have me say, you to hear what God would have you hear tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. That name, say that name. Come on now. Say that name. That name. That name that's above every name. Hallelujah. We move in him. We live in him. We have our being in him. We trust in him with all. Say all. Of our heart. We don't lean to our own understanding. She said, I trust God. Won't he come through for you? Without going into detail, those who were on a 515 prayer line, and I said what the Lord told me to do and what he would give me, I got it. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! And then I was so excited, and Miss Kathy, you said check your Cash App, and I was coming in town. I don't even pick up my phone when I'm driving, but I heard your voice. Check your Cash App. And the stop sign, I checked the Cash App. It was something in it. Glory to God. But then the Lord said, why are you surprised? I mean, I said I would. He said, why are you surprised? I said I would. After all, I don't lie. Proverbs 6:31. Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let's back up to 30. Back up to 30. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he is found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. And I read that. Pastor Tracy taught that back in when we were over to Faith Outreach earlier this year. And I read that just thumbing through some papers. And I read that. And the Lord said this. And listen, that's talking about a man. But when you put it on Satan, he's a thief. He's not taking because he's hungry. He's taking because that's what he is, a thief. And God said, Satan shall give up all, say all, the children. You didn't have to say children. That he has stolen till his house is empty. Satan shall give up all the children that he's stolen from CFC and from the body of Christ until his house is empty.